Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Hey there, I'm Claire Thornton, an audio editor with USA Today. You've probably heard me on Sunday episodes of Five Things.
And I'm Taylor Wilson. I host Five Things Monday to Saturdays. We're doing something a little different today. Here are a few ways you can listen to our content on your smart speakers.
If you have a smart device at home and you're not listening to the news on it, you're missing out. I listen on my Google Home when I do my morning stretches every day. I think listening to the news is a great way to reduce screen time.
Claire and I work with other hosts at USA Today who make audio stories for smart speaker platforms. We're joined by two of them. They're going to tell you how you can listen.
Hey there, I'm Alexis Davies.
And I'm PJ Elliott. If you have a Google or Amazon device, or even if you use the iPhone Siri feature, you could tell your device, play me the news from USA Today.
Whether you're cleaning, cooking, or driving, any smart speaker can give you the latest news because we work around the clock gathering the most important stories. You can go into the app for your device, like the Google Assistant app, click on your photo, scroll down to news, then click on Change News Playlist Format. Then you can select USA Today.
You'll hear Alexis and I give you breaking news updates and the stories USA Today readers clicked on the most that day.
We produce a fresh mix of stories, not just politics and coronavirus news. I'm on the weekends.
And I'm on the weekdays.
When you're making lunch or just going for an afternoon walk, PJ and Alexis will give you the best news updates since Claire and I come on in the mornings.
So if you have a Google Home or Amazon Echo, say, "Hey Google," or "Hey Alexa, play the news from USA Today," and PJ and Alexis will be there with that day's top stories.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.